People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, it will be Mountain Zone's basketball to start this second half. They'll be moving left to right for these next two quarters as they lead Marion 18-11. The Peyton Husky will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Throws it in the front court to Gilbert, and we are back underway. Gilbert with the ball on the left wing, throws it there to Husky. She's trying to get out of the double team. Now she picks her dribble, gives it to Foreman on the left side. Foreman throws it up top to Husky. Over on the right, it goes to Gilbert. Now she's going to drill down to the corner, pull up for the jumper, and it goes in. Kate Gilbert with 6 points, 20-11, Mountain Home leading it as we are 24 seconds into the second half. Ball is over on the right side with Brister. Her pass to McAdory knocked away, but Montgomery comes up with it on the left side of the lane. She's going down into the paint for the running jumper. Good. Joy Montgomery with 7 points. Back to a 7-point margin, 20-13 our score. Here's Martin into the front court, throwing it over to Gilbert on the right side, trying to get out of the double team, dribbles to the corner, now throws it to Foreman near the right elbow. Now ball goes down to Husky in the left corner. Her 3-pointer, good! 9 points for Peyton Husky, all from behind the arc, and Mountain Home with a double-digit lead. 23-13 our score as we are 1 minute into this second half. Ball's with Montgomery in the left corner. Now down to McAdory in the low block. Now Brister has it on the other side of the lane. Her jumper is blocked by Mountain Home. They'll come up with the basketball. Here is Martin into dribbling towards the front court. Now gets it in across the timeline to Husky. She's going down into the lane for the layup. Good. Peyton Husky now in double figures with 11 points. 25-13. And Shunda Johnson has seen enough from the Marion bench. She wants a timeout. We'll break with 6:32 left of the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Marion 25-13. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, a good start for Mountain Home, and they're starting this second half out on a 7-2 run and lead Marion by a dozen. 6:32 left of the third quarter. It is 25-13 our score. Milo takes an inbound pass from the far sideline, walks into the front court, dribbles to the right side. Now it's going to pull up just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. Ball is knocked around, and the rebound's finally controlled by Kyra Penn. She'll give it to Martin into the front court to Gilbert. She has it on the left wing, dribbles down into the corner. Now kicks it out to Martin on the wing. Now Martin will dribble up between the circles, and yep, she picked up her dribble and dribbled again. That's a double dribble and the seventh turnover of the night against the Lady Bombers. Over 6 minutes left of this third quarter. Mountain Home up 12. Milo with the ball between the circles, throws over on the right side to Brister. Back up to Milo over on the left. Now it goes to Robinson. Now to McAdory near the left elbow, up top to Milo. Over to Brister on the right side. Down to Robinson in the corner. Back to Milo on the wing. Once again to Robinson in the corner. And she's going to be fouled. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Emma Martin. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. 5:38 left to play in the third quarter. 25-13, Mountain Home leading it. Inbound pass will be triggered by Robinson. She gets into McAdory, who's going down into the lane. Her layup no good, and the rebound controlled by Kyra Penn. Here's Husky into the front court. Actually, she'll throw it to Martin, who crosses the timeline with it. Martin picks up a drill, throws over to Husky on the right side. Marion in a man-to-man. Ball goes down the corner to Foreman. Pass was knocked away, but Husky is able to control it. Now up top to Gilbert. Gilbert will throw it down to Martin in the left corner. Her pass to Foreman. It was well wide of her. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to come to Marion. 5:04 left of the third quarter. Here is Robinson back the other way. Her jumper misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 4:58 left of the third quarter. 25-13, Lady Bombers leading it. Husky inbounds it to Gilbert, who gives it to Martin. Trying to avoid the double team in the backcourt. She will get into the front court to Husky. Now she gives it to Foreman, to Gilbert. Now to Penn in the paint for the layup. Good. Good job by Mountain Home to break that press and get that easy basket for Kyra Penn. She now has 6 points. 4:38 left out of the third quarter. 27-13, Mountain Home leading it. Here's Brister with the ball on the right side. Gives it to Montgomery. She has it on the wing. Now back to Brister. Over to McAdory near the free throw line. She's going down into the lane for the layup. Good. Micaiah McAdory with her first 2 points of the night. 27-15, Mountain Home leading it. 4:18 left out of the third quarter, and Mountain Home's going to turn it over in the backcourt. Pass was well wide of Kate Gilbert. And goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Ninth turnover against Mountain Home. Marion with eight so far this evening. 4:16 left of the third quarter. A 12-point Mountain Home lead. Here's Brister with it. Now finds McAdory near the right elbow. Now she's going to go in down into lane for the layup. No good. The rebound controlled by Anna Grace Foreman. She's trying to get out of a double team, and are they going to call a jump ball? Nope. It's going to be a foul. That's going to be on Santia Robinson. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Marion here in the second half. 4:01 left of the third quarter. Martin takes inbound pass from Husky. Gives it back to Husky. Husky's being triple teamed. And now to avoid a turnover, Mount Holmes going to take a timeout. We'll break with 3:56 left to play of the third quarter. It is the Mountain Home leading Marion 27-15. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, Amy, did you know the Honda Dream Deal sales event is literally happening right now, where you can literally get great deals on certified pre-owned Hondas?
Literally? I don't trust that word anymore ever since my coworker Jerry told me he could literally eat 1,000 burritos.
Well, that's literally impossible, but there is literally a Honda Dream Deal sales event happening right now. And Honda is KBB.com's 2018 best value brand. Seriously.
Now's the time to get a great deal on a certified pre-owned Honda at your local Honda dealer.
Based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit kbb.com for information.
Warm up your cold winter days with hot deals during Aaron's Winter Warm Up. Yes, hot deals on living rooms, TVs, and even washers and dryers with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Plus, this hot offer from January 11th to the 15th. Just $1 gets you started leasing to own, and then no payments until February 15th. Start with just $1 at participating stores or Aaron's.com and enjoy Aaron's Winter Warm Up now while the deals are still hot. Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply.
Well, Mountain Home taking their last 30-second timeout as they lead 27-15 with a little over three and a half minutes left of the third quarter. Here's Gilbert with the ball on the right side trying to get out of the double team. Now kicks it to Foreman. Up top to Penn. Now she's being double teamed. She's going to have the ball knocked away, and that's going to be a travel call against Kyra Penn before the ball is knocked away. 10th turnover against Mountain Home with 3:23 left of the half. But Marion really is stepping up with the double teams, and it really seems to fluster Mountain Home right now. 12-point Lady Bomber lead. Here's Brister with the ball, giving it up top to Robinson. Over to Montgomery near the left elbow. Goes back to Robinson. She's going to be fouled from behind with 3:12 left of the third quarter. Kate Gilbert picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. Milo takes the inbound pass and immediately shelves her feet before she starts dribbling. So she's called for the travel. Ninth turnover against Marion. 3:11 left of the third quarter. Inbound pass. Boy, wow, just a bad lob pass, and it goes right into the hands of Milo. She comes up with the steal, and now foul's going to be called against Mountain Home. Kate Gilbert picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home. Montgomery will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, gives it in to Milo. Now up top to Robinson. Over to Brister on the right side. Now ball goes down to McAdory. She's going down into the lane for the reverse layup. Shot was blocked by Foreman. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Marion's basketball with 2:56 left in the third quarter. Gilbert's going to come out of the game, being replaced by Leah Jackson. 27-15, Lady Bombers on top. Inbound pass will be controlled by Milo. She gets in to Brister. Now to McAdory near the free throw line. She's going to go down into the lane for the layup, and she's going to be called for the travel before she can get the shot off. And that's a 10th turnover against Marion with 2:50 left of the period. Jackson will trigger the inbound pass on the she gets into Martin. It's going to be Martin's going to be double teamed, and she's going to throw the pass to Montgomery, but she couldn't handle it. And fortunately for Mount Tom, the ball is going to go out of bounds, so Lady Bombers getting a break there. 2:44 left to play in the third quarter. Inbound pass goes to Martin from the far sideline. Martin's going to be about to be double teamed, so she gets in the front court to Husky. Husky drills up to the top, picks her drill, finds Jackson at the elbow. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound is controlled by Montgomery. She's back the other way, throwing it to Brister in the front court. Brister dribbles to the left wing, down to Montgomery in the low block. She gets the shot to go, and she is fouled. Joy Montgomery will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 2:19 left of the third quarter. That's on Anna Grace Foreman, her third personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Montgomery with a chance to Mountain Home's lead back to single digits. Free throw is up, good. She's now double figures with 10 points. 27-18, Mountain Home leading it. Jackson inbounds it to Martin. Martin's going to try to get out of the double team, but she throws it to Milo, who comes up with a steal, and she goes down to the lane for the layup. She's going to be called for the offensive foul. Milo has picked up her third personal foul, team foul number two, against Marion here in the second half, and both teams exchanged turnovers. Milo came up quite gingerly. Boy, she is really hobbling there. She hit the floor pretty hard there on that offensive foul call. She's going to be replaced by Tyshiana Turner. Turner comes into the game for the first time tonight. She is a 5'4 junior. 2:11 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mount Home with the ball, leading 27-18. Husky will inbound it to Gilbert. Gilbert just checked into the game as Leah Jackson took a seat. Now ball goes down into the front court to Martin. She gives it to Penn. Down to Foreman in the paint. Her layup off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with her first 2 points of the night. Mounts Holmes lead back to double digits with less than 2 minutes left to the third quarter. 29-18 our score. Here's Montgomery with the ball on the right side. Gives it to McAdory. Now her pass down on the other side of the paint was knocked away, but Brister secures it for Marion. She'll throw it to Robinson. Back to Brister. 1:40 left of the third quarter. Brister drills to the right side. Gives to McAdory up at the top. Back to Brister near the right corner. She gives down to Montgomery. Now back to Brister. She's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. No good. A rebound knocked around, controlled by Foreman. She will give it to Martin. Into the front court to Husky. Husky dribbles into the lane. Now kicks out to Gilbert. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. A rebound controlled by Foreman. Mount Home will keep possession. Ball goes up top to Husky. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And another rebound for Mount Home. And they're going to quickly call timeout to avoid any type of turnover or jump ball. So we'll break with 1:09 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mount Home leading Marion 29-18. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured, without a guarantee.
Well, Mount Home with the ball coming out of the timeout. They were able to scramble for the offensive rebound and get the timeout to make sure they keep possession. They lead 29-18 with 109 left in the third quarter. Anna Grace Foreman takes the inbound pass up at the top, throws over to Husky on the right side. Back to Foreman. Now Penn has it there between the circles. Over on the left side, it goes to Martin. Martin drilling down into the lane, going up for the layup. It looked like it was going to go in for a moment, but it bounced out. But she does draw contact and will head to the free throw line with 1 minute left here in the third quarter. Santia Robinson picks up her second personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the second half. Emma Martin at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, no good. The Mountain Home now at 1 of 9 from the free throw line as a team. Second shot for Martin is up, and she gets the second one. She now has 5 points. And it's a 12-point lead for Mountain Home, 30-18 our score. Less than a minute left to play in the third quarter. Here is Brister with the ball, giving it to McAdory in the right corner. Now throws it to Turner on the right wing. Turner's going down towards the lane. Now drills back out to the wing. Throws it up top to Brister. Over to Montgomery. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Her foot was on the line, so that will be a two. Joy Montgomery with 12 points. Mountain Home's lead's cut back to 10. 35 seconds left. Here's Martin throwing it to Gilbert. Gilbert gets it across the timeline. And it's going into the lane. Gives there to Penn on the low block. She couldn't handle the pass. And it's going to be a turnover against Mountain Home. 12th of the night as the ball goes out of bounds. 27 seconds left as Marion brings it back into the front court. Marion may hold for the last shot of the period. 20 seconds. Here's Brister with it on the right. 13 seconds. Now the ball goes up top to Turner. Over on the right side now, here's Brister. Up top to Montgomery, 6 seconds. Montgomery is going to take some dribbles. Now it's going to go down into lane, going up for the layup. It rolls around, he will not go, and we have reached the end of the third quarter. 4 minutes of play are in the books. Our score at the end of three quarters, Mountain Home leading Marion 30-20. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.